neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the time that Ribono Shel Olam is busy to remodel the whole world by a big mikveh, so he brought flood for 40 days, rain, and boiling water from the ground. So we see that Noah was appointed to save all the animals. So it says that Ribono Shel Olam asked them to take all the animals that they are tahor and they're not tahor. So now the Gemara discusses this matter. So why Ribono Shel Olam did not use the other term? The other term. So we see 8 letters is extra. It says Asher Einena, instead of saying the other word, that is not pure. So here the Gemara teaches us that there's a responsibility for every Yehudi that he has to have a very special dictionary. It's called kosher. What's the difference? That you use any term that you like, or you be selective? What's the difference? Is there a difference? What's the difference?
When you're selective, you use positive words, not negative words.
No, you can say instead of it's very, very chilly, you can say,
how was the occasion?
Right. Well, what's the difference? What difference does it make to make proper word or not proper word? Clean word or not clean word? Tahor word, pure word, or not pure word? What difference does it make? So here the Gemara is teaching us that, you know, people, like let's say they want to find out what's their blood type is. You know what your blood type is? You're guessing or you know?
No,
okay. So not everybody knows. So they have a little device, I guess. You can tell.
Yeah.
Right. So now, do you have a device that they can tell you what type of neshama you have? You have A, plus A, double A, triple A. Do they have such a device? No. So Gemara is teaching us, yes, there is a device. There's a device that can tell you exactly what grade, like a diamond, what grade your neshama is all about. And what is it? The device is called the word that you use. That means if you're selective in your word, that means you have a pure neshama. But if anything that comes to your head and you throw it out, that means your neshama needs to, you know, when the car, God forbid, they get in an accident, where do they take him? Or the other place, if it's not fixable?
Junkyard.
Ah, very nice. So here, so that's what exactly, that's what the Gemara is teaching us. Why Hashem had to add a few more words, instead of saying the word that is not tahor, that word, the special word, it doesn't say that in the Torah. It says that it's not pure, to teach us that to find out what you are all about, you have to monitor what words you use, how fast you use them, how careless you are to use them. So that means this is you, this is your neshama. And the good news here is that, see, people, you know, when they feel weak, like there are some deficiency in their system, what do they take?
Vitamins.
Like there are all types of vitamins. Like let's say A, B, C, right? D, right?
Multivitamins,
B complex, and so on. So now here, Chazal is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is, there's a special vitamin to fix your neshama. What is that?
Torah.
What is that vitamin? As we explained just now,
good words.
You have to be careful what you put out the other of your mouth. If you want to fix it, that's how it becomes fixed, to patch it. Again, you recognize what type of word you use. Is that not what you wear? Of course, to wear a nice suit, nice tie, especially if it matches. Oh, wow, you know, see? That shows the style, right? Very chic. But that's like exactly like you take your car for a polish. How much to charge?
$20.
No, nice polish, the whole car.
$60.
$125.
$125.
Right. And then they put armor on, and then it looks, you can just.
Where you take your car so I don't do that.
It just can.
Very nice.
Comb your hair in the glaze of the car, right? But the car has one little problem. It has a burned motor. So you spend $125 to polish the car. So what good is going to make you? Huh? So this is exactly what Tartashi is teaching us. Of course, you look good, you know, you look very stylish, but the motor needs repair. Immediately, it needs a tune-up and réglage, they call it.
Yes.
Because it's just about to have burning oil. What do you call it in Persian? Exactly, yeah. And that only can be fixed how careful you are, what you say, how you say it, what type of word you use, how selective you are. That makes you. That gives you 12-cylinder engine. But if, chas v'shalom, you get used to use
bad words
and not proper words, then your neshama is screaming, help me out. Yeah, that's what exactly this extra 8-letter is teaching us. Instead of saying the word that is not tahor, the asher einena tahor. And it takes time, because you have to think what I can replace instead of the word that I'm going to say to give the message, use a different word. And it takes time. You have to use your brain. And sometimes it's on vacation. I mean the brain.
Yeah.
And you don't want to use it. And that's what exactly the beautiful message is. Hashem is Zakeno, they'll be able to not only do polish, to take care of the engine, have a pure neshama, holy neshama.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.